We're learning Mishach the Shabbos, Daf Kuflam and Gimel Midbeis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oisin kol tzarche mila b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do all what you need for the mila on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mechtik tani kulu, kol tzarche mila asuyimai. It says all the things, mila, priya, mitzitza. What else is included in kol tzarche mila? So the Gemara says, Asuy de tani rabbanan, hamol, Kozman shu asik b'mila chayze b'ein al tzitzin am akvin asimila b'ein al tzitzim sh'ein makvin asimila pirish al tzitzin am akvin asimila chayzer al tzitzin sh'ein makvin asimila ein a chayzer. The Braisa says that while you're doing the mila, so then you have to cut off not only the parts of the skin, the parts of the erla, which would be ma'ak of the mila. The Gemara explains later what it is. Not only the parts of the skin that's covering the atara, but even then, if you don't do it, it won't be considered a mila. But you even have to cut off the other skin, the parts of the arlam, which, even if you would leave it, it wouldn't be mak of the mila. But once you stopped, once you sealed yaday, so then, if you left over some tzitzin, which are mak of the mila, of course you could still do it, because you don't have a mila. But if you left over tzitzin, shein mak v'nes a mila, so then you do not cut it off. Now, there's a machlokes yishanim, we discussed this earlier. In this din, that once you were pirish, you don't go back for the tzitzin sheimak for the semila, is it only on Shabbos you don't go back? But in the weekdays you do? Or even the weekdays you don't go back? Rashi here says, Amol b'Shabbos, it's clearly mashmin Shabbos in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Samach Dalad, is medayik that dafkan Shabbos, the din is you don't go back for the tzitzin sheimak for the semila. But b'chol you do, and that's what the Torah says in Siman Reish Samach Dalad. Also, the Bahag and the Arzurua also says clearly that it's on Shabbos. They also say clearly Shabbos. The Mashmoyis from the Bahag and the Arzurua, since they say the Brice is discussing Shabbos, sounds like b'chol you would go back, like the Das Hatur. So the Torah, which says clearly b'chol you go back, is mashmen away in Rashi and the Bahag and the Arzurua. Also here in the Meiri and the Pirkei Arid is also mashmen that way. But the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam is not mashma way, because the Rambam brings his din of Amol before he brings down the din of Mila b'Shabbos. So it sounds like even b'chol, you don't go back after it's pirish yaday, you don't go back for the tzitzin sheimak v'nes amila. And the Olam says, Rabbeinu Chananel on the side says like the Rambam, because he says, after he finishes the Gemara, that once you finish the mitzvah, you don't go back to it to be mahadir. Sounds like not only on Shabbos, even b'chol. The Rif and the Rosh are not clear either way what they hold. But that's the machlokes Rishayim. It's commonly brought down as machlokes Rambam and Tur, because the Tur says it b'feirish. But common Rishayim are mashma like the Tur, and Rabbeinu Chananel is mashma like the Rambam. So there are two things to discuss. One is what's as far as the machlokes Rambam and Tur, and also how the Gemara is Miyushiv Lefi the Rambam and the Torah. And we'll start with the second way, how the Gemara is Miyushiv. The Gayin in Siman Reish Samach Dalet asks the Kasha, which the Achrayim will discuss, that the Gemara says, Man Tana Pirish Ein Echezer. The Gemara here has a discussion, which Tana holds by Pirish Ein Echezer? And the Gemara first wanted to say, it's a B'shmol B'nei Shor Bechem in Breka, which holds by the Karban Pesach, that you mafshit till the Chazah, and you're not mafshit the whole thing. So here also, you do what's necessary. It sits in She'em Akvin. And once you perish, you don't continue, you don't do the part that's not necessary. And the Gemara wants to be Deicha. Then maybe there, it's completely unnecessary. But here, it's necessary because it's Ekeli Van Veyu. So you see, that was the Gemara's Hanacha. That even by perish, there's Ekeli Van Veyu. Now the Gemara's question was, could you be Deicha Shabbos? If Shmuel B'nei Shemrech HaMeker says, L'gabi Pesach, you're not Deicha Shabbos once you perish. And the Gemara says, well, maybe here it's different because you have Zekeli Van Veyu. It's mashma clearly that b'chayil you would have Zekeli Van Veyu. And the question of the Gemara is, b'Shabbos, would that be enough? So that's the Raya, Keneged the Rambam, that you do have Zekeli Van Veyu, and the whole problem is that it's Shabbos. So the Shagas Aryeh, he wants to paskin like the Rambam. He has in the Shagas Aryeh Simenun, and he wants to miyash of the Rambam from this kasha. And the Shagas Aryeh says, and Bemison, we have a kasha the other way. The Gemara says, in the end, the maskana was, it's Rabbanan de Pligalei de Rabbi Yosihi. That which tan is it? It's Rabbanan de Pligalei de Rabbi Yosihi. Because the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yosihi say, that you have to make the lechem apanim exactly. Two kahanim are putting on the lechem apanim while two kahanim are removing it. It has to be done at the same time. You can't first remove the old lechem apanim and come back and put on the new lechem apanim. That means that the table didn't have lechem apanim for some time. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says you could take the old one in the morning and put the new one in the afternoon. That's also called tamid. And that's the maskanas ha-gemara, that there are banan who hold that has to be done at the same time. They hold once you pirish, so now it's a haskala achviti, like Rashi says. It's a new haskala, and it won't be derech Shabbos. Rashi Enkin Rabbi Yossi would hold that even after you pirish, it's not called a new haskala, it's all one big hemshich, and therefore would be derech Shabbos. Now, Shaila is, why couldn't the Gemara here also say the same dichui? Why couldn't the Gemara say, I understand there are banan hold that there's a problem. You can't leave the table without bread. It's called Aschala Chadasha. Okay, so let it be called Aschala Chadasha. But I still have Zekeli Van Veyu. Just like the Gemara earlier said, that Reb Shmuel ben Eishah Brecha Mebreka is calling it Aschala Chadasha because it's not Deich HaShabbos. But still it can be Deich HaShabbos on Zekeli Van Veyu. It's called Aschala Chadasha, so by the Korban Pesach, you can't continue the Hefshit. It's called Aschala Chadasha. But still the Gemara said that Zekeli Van Veyu could be Mechayiv, even though it's Aschala Chadasha. So what changed here? All you see from the Rabbanan is that it's Aschala Chadasha. It's not considered one Hemshech. But if you still have Zekeli Van Veyu, so why can't it be Deich HaShabbos al Zekeli Van Veyu? So the Achreinim say, Hashag Hashayi, and also the Beis Levi, so the Rambam understood from this Gemara that if it's Aschala Chadasha, there is no Zekeli Van Veyu. So how come before the Gemara said Zekeli Van Veyu? So then the Shagasai says it one way, the Mesalevi a little differently. The Shagasai says like this, before the Gemara named on that it's not Aschala Chadasha. It's not, period. That Midei Raisa, this is how he says it, Midei Raisa, it's considered one Hemshech. That's what the Gemara thought. So what's Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Brecha Mebreka saying? That Midei Rabbanan, we don't consider it the same Hemshech. Midei Rabbanan, we consider it Aschala Chadasha, and therefore you can't be mafshin anymore. So Melahu the Mamila, Midei Rabbanan will consider it a Aschala Chadasha, and therefore you can't cut off the Tzitzim Shem Akvin Asamila. On that the Gemara says, but since you mask it Midei Raisa, it's called one Hemshech. Only Midei Rabbanan, we don't want you to mafshin anymore. So Oy Bezoi, maybe Dafka by Pesach, there's no reason to mafshin anymore. Mashenge Mamila, we have Zekeli Van Veyu. Since we're naming on, it's called one Hemshech Midei Raisa. So you'll have Zekeli Van Veyu. So that's the reason why you should cut it further. Now that we're saying it's Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi, that's Bechlal not considered the same Memshech, it's called Aschala Chadasha, that the Rambam held in Svarah, if it's called Aschala Chadasha, Avad, there's no way to Mahadra a mitzvah after you already finished the mitzvah. It's Aschala Chadasha, so Kondas is not Chayach to the mitzvah, so Avad, there's no Hidr, Avad, there's no Zekeli Vaveyu. The Beis Halevi says similar, he says that Enechinami, the Gemara, when it wanted to bring Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Rebrecha, the Gemara's point was that since you were Pirish, it's Aschala Chadasha, but the Gemara said, no, La'elam, you'll say not that way. Even though it's Pirish, it's not Aschala Chadasha. So what's the chilik between Karim Pesach and Mila? Because by Mila, there's a reason to do it. And since it's not Aschala Chadasha, you could do it on Zekeli Vaveyu. Hashem Karim Pesach, there's no reason to do it. It would sound like, even if it wouldn't be Pirish by Karim Pesach, you wouldn't be mafshit the whole thing. But I'll go upon him, the Cheshbon HaSugya is like this. The Gemara before wasn't discussing, is it or is it not Aschala Chadasha. The Gemara assumed that it was not Aschala Chadasha, that it was considered one Hemshech. But even so, you're not allowed to mafshit the Karim Pesach, because there's no reason to, even though it's considered one Hemshech. Hashem Kain by Mila, since it's considered to be the same Hemshech, so Mela blames one big Maisa, the Mela, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. And there is a reason to do it, because it's Zekeli Van Veyu. Now Shenkin, when the Gemara at the end has a clear man the Amar, that it's not considered one Hemshech, it is considered Aschala Chadasha, that Svara, the Rambam held in Svara, would mean that there wouldn't be Zekeli Van Veyu afterwards. And in this Cheshbon, the Torah and the other Rishayim, Rashi v'Chuli, they hold that no, Legabe is a Kelim Aveyu, you don't need it to be the same Maisa. And we'll discuss why. But Lamaisa, if it's a Machlaikis Rambam and Torah is really in Svara, the Rambam holds if it's a new Maisa, Avad, there is no Zekelim Aveyu. I, the Gemara before, said Zekelim Aveyu, because the Gemara before held it was the same Maisa. So how come by Pesach it doesn't work? Either because midrabbanan we consider it a new maisa, Mashen Kain, like b'makim zekeli v'aveil, the rabbanan wouldn't be geyser. That's the shagas hayis what. Or by Pesach, even if it's the same maisa, you wouldn't do it. Even the same maisa, only do it on zekeli v'aveil, not if there's no reason to do it. That's the base of Levi's chashbon. But now that the Gemara says it's rabbanan, the pliga leider abyesi, that hold that it's not considered the same hamshach, it's considered askol chadasha. The Rambam holds in Svara that would have had effects of Caleb and Vehim. And the Torah is not that way. Now the Kasha is, this is the Shagashayas Kasha and the Tur, that if Vinish V, you hold there is a Zekeli Van Vehim, so maybe else that alone you could be Deicha, even if it is Aschol Chadasha, Mechetes and not. And the Shagashayas brings a Raya from Gor Menachis that Be'etzim Zekeli Van Vehim alone could be Deicha Shabbos. And that's a discussion. That's why the Shai Gesari holds Zeraya to the Rambam. The Pri Yitzchak, interesting, the Bitzel Paterberger, and this is the early Yitzhuva in Chelek Aleph Simon Chavches, he goes, Barich is Gadol in the Sugya, but Be'erich, he explains why he can't learn like the Shai Gesari in the Beis Halevi, but I just want to say over one Svara that he says what the Gemara means that Keli Vaveyu is, that's Gufa makes it into the same Hamshach. The fact that you're missing Hidr in the Mitzvah, that makes it that by Pirish Yadai, you still didn't finish the Mitzvah because you're missing Hidr. That's Gufa the Pshat. The Gemara understood, if it's the same Mitzvah, so then you have one Tchia. If you already finished the Maisetz Aschala Chadash, you don't have a Tchia. Zek Keli Vanveyu, the Gemara was saying, Ha Gufa, that makes it into the same Hamshach, because he didn't finish the Mitzvah, he didn't finish Zek Keli Vanveyu. On that, the Gemara brings the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yasi, that the Pshat is, that they, even though it's a Mitzvah, even though you still didn't finish, you have to put in the new ones. But still, the fact that there's a Mitzvah to go and take the old ones and put the new ones, that doesn't make it into the same Isa. That still could be called Aschala Chadasha. So Aybazai, who within Zekeli Vaveya wouldn't make it into the same Isa? That's how he teaches the Gemara. The Gemara before was saying Zekeli Vaveya makes it into one big Maisa. Because since you didn't finish the Zekeli Vaveya, so it's one big Hemshech, so it'll be Deicha Shabbos. Now we have the Rabban of Ebeis that says, even though there's a mitzvah to remove the old ones and put in the new ones, the fact that there's a mitzvah to continue doesn't make it into the same Isa. So who within Zekeli Vaveya won't make it into the same Isa? And that, when it's not the same Maisa, it's not Deicha, that's a Svara. The only Deicha, the Maisa Mila, if it's a new Maisa, and this Maisa is only necessary for Hidda, that's a Svara that it's not Deicha. Now, that's in Chakira, that's in Tut Stadim, whether it's Shaykh a Hidda Mitzvah after you Makayim the Mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi held that was a Svara of Pshuta to everyone. You can't be Makayim Hidda Mitzvah after you finish the Mitzvah. And he discusses, and they say it over B'Shem Reb Chaim, but the Beis Halevi really discusses this, that let's say a person was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig, and now he has a chance to do to get a better Lulav and Esrig, but he already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Beis Halevi was Mitzadid, he says it makes sense to him, you already Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not Shaykh hid the Mitzvah after you already were Mekayim the Mitzvah. They say B'Shem Reb Chaim, that when he would have, let's say, an Esrig, he would have an Esrig that's a beautiful Esrig, but it wasn't so Meyuchas. There would be a chashash cover with this esrig, perhaps. And he would have an esrig which mamash has no chashash cover, as a miyuchas dike esrig. But it's not as beautiful. Like the dugma today, a person would have two esrigim, a lav is a pschazanish esrig, or a meril diskin esrig, which is not so mehudr. And a lav a gar shayna esrig, which you don't have so much, you don't have such a reliability about whether or not being merkav. So maybe a normal person might make the bracha on his miyuchas de kasrig, but the Chaim Fakert, he would first hold the mehudah de kasrig and make a bracha, and shake lulav with that esrig, and then afterwards he would take the miyuchas de kasrig. Why? Because if I'm yetsu with the miyuchas de kasrig, so then I can't be mehudah anymore. So no point to the beautiful esrig. The point of the beautiful esrig is probably it's kosher. I'm afraid maybe it's not. So that's why I take my miyuchas to kasher. But probably it's kosher. On the side it's kosher, so I'm going to be kind of mitzvah behinder. On the side it's not kosher, so right afterwards I'll take the miyuchas to go on. Hopefully that's better. But if you take the miyuchas to go on first, so what do you gain by taking the other one? you're not going to get a hid the mitzvah. So the ma'isa, after din hid the mitzvah, you should take the hid the dick of one first. And the Beis Halevi already discusses that. So that's why the Beis Halevi held in Svara, once you finish the mitzvah, how's it chayach hidr? You did a mitzvah of milah, and now you're going to cut off the tzitzit and machmanis and milah. Where's the hidr? It's not a hidr in the mitzvah, it's a separate ma'isa. So what's pshat in the Torah? So like we explained before, he said the pshat in the Torah was that there's a mitzvah to be a nimol. You mekayim that mitzvah every second. So that mitzvah of being a nimol, you could do behidr. The Rambam held the mitzvah is the ma'isa milah, and the ma'isa milah, once you finish, you can't do it anymore. Can't be mahadrit, because you already did the mitzvah. And the Torah held the mitzvah is to be a nimol. The mitzvah is to be a nimol, that you mekayim every second. So you'll do that mitzvah of being a nimol behidr. But the Pri Yitzchak, this is in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed, he wrote this to the Beis Halevi. He held there wasn't a dimin to Lulav and Esrik. Even assuming by Lulav and Esrik, once he ate to the mitzvah, the Pri Yitzchak was assumed that way. Avadi, you can't go take another Lulav and Esrik and be ate to the hidin of hidin mitzvah. He also was mitzvahed that way. So he says, Mila, what's the hidr? The hidr is to have a beautiful Esrik. What does it mean to have a beautiful Esrik? The Esrik that you're doing for the mitzvah should be beautiful. If you're ready with ate to the mitzvah with the plain Esrik, so Mela, you're not using this Esrik for the mitzvah. You're ready to react to the mitzvah. So why, where's the hidden mitzvah? Now, Shaykhin, what's the hidden mitzvah of cutting off the tzitzin, Shayna Ma'akvinas Hamila? The hidden mitzvah is that we want the Mila to be with the Shlemus. We don't want any Arla B'chal on the Atara. The Arla is Musa. We don't want any Arla there altogether. Even though, Me'ikir Adin Yeitza, even if you have a little Arla left over, as long as it's not Ma'akvinas Hamila. But there's a hidder, a Shlemus, that we don't want any Arla left over. So the Pri Yitzchak held, even if the mitzvah is the Maisa Mila, the Maisa Mila is what? To cut off the Arla. You cut off most of the Arla, and you're not left with Rayiv, Basar, Achayf, it's Rayiv, Atara. So Meli Yates, the mitzvah's Mila. But you didn't do it in an exemplary manner. To do it with the Shlemus, you cut off everything. So it doesn't make a difference that we Yates the mitzvah, you still could do with the hidder. He says, even if it's one ma'isa, but the ma'isa, once you cut off all the basa, which is ma'akeves hamila, and you weren't pirish yaday, for the ma'isa, right now, you're not doing mekayim mitzvah smila. It's not a hiddur. Teres says the hiddur is good for that. You're cutting off more than teres mechayim, because the parts of the teres mechayim, that if not, it mamash ain't oichel b'tshuma, you're an earl, and the parts of the teres mechayim, where the pshat is, it's a shlemus. So Mela, even if it's Pirish Yodai, you still have that Shlemus. That's what the Pri Yitzchak says. You don't have to say in the Tur that there's a mitzvah to be an imol. So what's Takav Shad in the Rambam? And the Pri Yitzchak was L'chari going, not like the Rambam. What's Takav Shad in the Rambam? So why don't you have that Hiddur afterwards? So I think, and I got this really from the Brisker Rav, I think B'ho Pligi, Avad it's a Svar Pshuta, that if you're ready Mekayim the mitzvah, and right now you're not doing a mitzvah, so how is it chayach hidr mitzvah? Hidr mitzvah means a hidr of a mitzvah. If this is not a mitzvah, avad, there's no hidr. But a little bit asking, I got like a clear. Because maybe the pshat is that even though I was yetzer with the original lulav v'nesrig, but now I'm taking a different lulav v'nesrig, a more mahudadik lulav v'nesrig, so the pshat is I'm mekayim hidr mitzvah with it. I can hear such a svara. Just because I was yetzer, I still can have, this is a ma'isa of taking lulav and esrog, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. But the ma'isa, by cutting off the tzitzim she'im, ma'akvinus hamila, it's not part of the ma'isa mitzvah l'chayr. But the teretz is, the Pri Yitzchak is saying a svara, that there's such a thing, I'm yetzer the mitzvah b'di'avid, and then I could still be mekayim and be yetzer more l'chatchila. It could be the Rambam didn't have such a musik. V'nishvi, if he yetzer the mitzvah in the same ma'isa, so then there's a b'di'avidik away, and lechil dik away in the same ma'isa, but once it's pirish, that's like the lashon of Ben Chananel, emel lachzar chamitzu lahadra. That the pshat is, I can't be mahadra anymore. Once I'm pirish, it's a whole different ma'isa. It can't still succeed to the original ma'isa. Now, so does the famous Brisker Rav by Chanukah, and the Brisker Rav wanted to be taila machlokes Rambam and Ramah in the same shaila. That the Gemara says you have mahadrin. You have mitzvahs ner chanukah ner shibesa. You have mahajin ner lechol echad ve'echad. So the Brisker Rav is medayik. Mitzvahs ner chanukah is one candle for the whole house. And mahajin is that you have a ner for each one. Does that mean one hadlaka and the number of neiris in that one hadlaka is neir lechalecha lecha? That's the Rambam. But the Ramah says it's different hadlakas. Everyone in the house should be madlik. In other words, you have different hadlakas. One for each person in the house has his own hadlaka. So the Rav says the Rambam couldn't hold like the Ramah. Because the Rambam holds that once you mekayim the mitzvah with neiris ubeis, right? It's not shaykh anymore either. Now shaykh in the Ramah holds, I guess like the Torah, that even though there was a kiyum, there's still shaykh a hiddur. So this is kind of like what the Priyitzuk is saying. And Chanukah is also that way. Ner lechalecha v'echad isn't a hiddur in that original ner. It's not a hiddur in the original ner. If he eats it with the original ner, so what do you gain by doing a ner lechalecha v'echad? The Teretz is a gresser kiyum of the halakha. It's a gresser kiyum of the halakha to have a ner lechalecha v'echad. So even if it's a different halakha. But that's the kiyum. The gresser kiyum is neir lechalecha v'echad. But the Rambam holds, even if it's a gresser kiyum, like by Mila also, it's a gresser kiyum of the Mila to cut off even the tzitzin she'ei makvin. When the Rambam holds that you can't, it doesn't work. Once you mekayim the mitzvah, and now it's a new maisa, you can't have a gresser kiyum of the same mitzvah in a new maisa. That's good for the machlokes, the Torah holds you could. You mekayim the mitzvah b'di'avad. Now go and add to the kiyum l'chatchila. You did neir shebeisai. Now add neir l'chalecha v'echad. You did tzitzin ha'makvin. Now add the tzitzin she'ei makvin. Mashenk in the Rambam holds, if it's in the same maisa, you can add. You can be mekayim in the same maisa neir l'chalecha v'echad. You mekayim in the same maisa tzitzin she'ei makvin. Mashenk in a different maisa, you already have a kiyum from the first maisa. The second maisa can shtel zuksu to the first maisa to add a hiddur. That's the Yisayda de Sigya. And now let's see one more inyan, also an inyan that's negated this Amid that we already discussed a little bit previously. The Gemara says, Tanar Abanan, Mahal Katin Es HaMila, Vol Hilkat Einish Karis. You have to finish off the Mila, do the Tzitzim HaMakvin, and if not, there's an Einish of Karis. The Gemara says, what do you mean it's an Einish of Karis? Money, Amar Afkana, Uman, the Mail is going to get Karis if he doesn't finish it. Maskara Papa Uman Lemlu and Avdi Palak de Mitzvah. Tun of Disa Palak de Mitzvah. Why don't you say, I did part of the Mitzvah, so you do the other part. I wasn't Mechal Shabbos Lemak Mitzvah. I didn't have the Mitzvah. You could finish the Mitzvah. So Gemara says, the Mars Maskana was, it's talking about that there wasn't enough time to finish. He thought there was enough time to finish, but there wasn't enough time to finish, and that's why he's Anish Karis. So the Beis Yosef says like this. Rashi says, the name Anan Avdi Palga, Kloimer. Hayuluka Shehisko Bishusisko. He started Bishus. The Chabura Shasa Bishusasa. He did the Chabura Bishus. Amai Chayiv. Why should it be Chayiv? Name Luatam Simon. Luatam Simon Locha. You should finish the work. So he didn't do a mitzvah smila, but he did a Chabura Bishus, and someone else could have finished it, so he's not Chayiv. So Zak the Beis Yosef, Rashi says, Amai Chayiv. He should have said, it's Mutter. Amai Osir. It's not chayiv karis, but it's still an iser. That's clear that it is an iser. Otherwise, why did Rashi say amay chayiv? So I have a raya from Rashi that you can't do halbazach. So mele from this Rashi, I want to buy ice, and on Shabbos, you can't be mechabit two meilim, one to do the mila, one to do the priya. Because even though the first one won't be chayiv, because the second one finished off the job, but it'll be aser. That's like the Beis Yosef, and that's how he paskins halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. This is all at the end of Siman Reish Samach Vav. And most of the Achreinim argue, it seems that was the minig. The Ramah, although the Ramah says Tev L'Hachmi, doesn't like arguing on the Beis Yosef, the Levush, who also says that Ein Limchais, but he also didn't want to be Samach on himself, and the Shach, and the Taz, and the Gain, all the Neisei Kalim argue on the Beis Yosef. There's got the two Achreinim that agreed to the Beis Yosef. Both of them, Leim Mitamayu, we're going to get to them. One is the Marshal in the beginning of Ha'arul, the Amshel Shleimei, and the other is the Shagas, Arya, Simon, and Tess. But Rav, Achreinim, like we're saying, the Ramah, the Levush, the Shach, the Taz, the Gayin, they all argue on the Beis Yosef. What do you do with the Beis Yosef in Rashi? The Rashi says, Amai Chayiv, it sounds like it's Aser. So the Taz, in the end of Reish Samach Vav, and granted the Marshal also says it's in Yam Shel Shleimei, we'll see exactly how. He says, B'chal HaNadiyuk. The Gemara said, Chayiv Karis. So Rashi says, Amai Chayiv. He's not discussing what's the din. Is it Pater of Al-Asr? Is it Mutter L'Chatchila? He's just saying over the Gemara said chayiv, and Rav Kana said the mail, and he says no, say I know of this ifalgat of isbalgat, meaning am I chayiv? The kash is on chayiv, so he says am I chayiv of chal nadik. The Bach says a very mistabrati gazach. The Bach says Rashi's talking about when nobody finished it. So you did part of it, nobody finished it. I mean, there's something wrong with that. In the end, there was a chil shabbos shleiv makom mitzvah. You can't say that's mutar l'chatchila. For the Torah says it's not his fault, because someone else could have finished it, so it can't be chayiv kares. But the whole discussion in the Gemara is, a mail does halvazach, and nobody finishes it. So there, if Kana thought that his mamash chayiv kares, and the Gemara says, it's not chayiv kares. It's not a good thing, but it's not chayiv kares, because somebody could have finished it. But if someone's taka finishes it, and he knows that someone's planning on finishing it, so mechadesa. This is the Bach's chilek, a very mistabridik chilek. And there's a third chilek, is the Levush. The Levush says like this. The Levush says, the Gemara is talking about he did half a milah. He left over tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. And someone did the other half of the milah. He said, such a case, Itaka would think is asir, like the Beis Yosef. If someone just does half the milah, he really could have done the whole milah. Could have cut it off the whole thing in one shot. Instead, he cuts off half. And then even if he goes and cuts off the other half, he's being meisiv chil l'shamis. But if by milah and priya, he anyway can't do it in one shot. In those days, you cut off the ar early, did the milah. And then you rip the ar priya with your fingernails, you did the priya. So meinaf kemina, doing the priya, him or someone else. The Gemara is talking about he did half a milah, that's a problem. Mashayin kain, a milah and a priya, yeah, anyway, it's two different ma'aser chavolos. So my nephew, mean, if he does a second ma'aser chavolos, someone else a second ma'aser chavolos. That's Levush, and we'll speak about that soon. So again, the Beis Yosef's medayik in Rashi that ano avdi palg the mitzvah ata avdi su palg the mitzvah is asim in their abanan or asir akopanim. It's only not chayiv. And the three dichuyim, the Taz and the Marshal say that he doesn't mean. He just says amay chayiv because that's what the Gemara is talking about. But really, it's mutter. The Bach says, in this case, it's also because no one finished it, but if someone finished it, it's mutter. And the Levush says that there's a chilek, en echinami, to do half, and someone else do the other half, that's taka asi, being meis of chil Shabbos. But milah and priya, anyway, the milah and priya are done separately, so if one does the milah, one does the priya, that's mutter. Now, what's the raya that it's mutter? So some of the achrayim, the Ramah, the Ramah, the Chuvis, Ramah, Simenayin Vav, and others, they bring a raya for care from this Gemara. Because if the svara of ano avdi palg in the mitzvah, avdi palg in the mitzvah, is only a svara that he shouldn't be chayiv, but really it's asr, so maybe for the same svara that it's asr, it's chayiv. Why is the Gemara so convinced of the svara? And I think this raya is, if you're going to say that the isr is an isr deraisa. So here's what you have to declare. According to Beis Yosef, that it's asr, but you're not chayiv. Does he mean an Issa Derabanan or an Issa Deraisa? If you're going to say an Issa Deraisa, so the Issa Deraisa would be something like Ribu Shurim, which is also a Shail in the Rishainim, if Ribu Shurim is Asimi Deraisa or Asimi Derabanan. If let's say a Chayla needs one fig on a twig, and instead of cutting a twig with one fig, you cut a twig with two figs. So it's Ribu Shurim. Kam Rishainim holds that's only an Issa Derabanan. Of our Rishainim holds an Issa Deraisa. So it could be here, doing it with an extra person is more chilul Shabbos, so that makes it nisa deraisa. But there the shaila is, if it's nisa deraisa, so what's the gemara's kasha? Lay malay and no avdi palkas avdi. But you can't say that mi deraisa, so maybe that's enough of a reason to get karis or so. The pshat is doing a mitzvah without being goymerit isn't nisa deraisa, because the Torah didn't allow you to do a mitzvah without being goymerit. You're just not chayiv karis because you did it pershus. Who says? What is this thing that it's asumi deraisa, but you're not chayiv karis, mechadesa? So that's a raya the Rishayna bring. I think it's a raya al kaponim that it's not an issa deraisa without karis. Because if it's an issa deraisa without karis, why would the Gemara be so convinced that you won't get karis? Now the Ramon brings another raya because he says by avodas beis hamikdash, he did it with several kehanim, not just with one. So you see that it's mutter. So then the Goyin has a discussion. He first says it's not a raya. Because avoid is hutra, like it says in Yuma. But mila is dechuya, because pekuch nefesh is dechuya, And you see the Gemara compares Mila and Pekuach Nefesh. Gemara learns that Pekuach Nefesh from Mila. But then again, the Gayan says, there are a couple of Gemaras that shtel tzu Mila to Aveda in Menachas. So you see, it is a good tzushtel. So the Gayan's maskana is, it is a good tzushtel to Aveda. Emerson is in Arichos, how to understand Faket Ashagashai really brings the Rayan from the Gemara Menachas that it's Aser. There's an Arichos with the Gemara Menachas, which you can't go into now. But that's a discussion. If you can learn out from Aveda, that since Aveda could be done with two, it's Mutter. Also, the Shail is, like the Neid Behuda asks, if it's Darabanan, so Mecha Teistim Mechadish and Issa Darabanan. But then the Shagashai gets the Issa Darabanan from the Gemara Menachas that discusses Ribu Shiurim, discusses Haysaf and Malacha on something which is Mutter on Shabbos. Is that an Issa Darabanan? When we spoke out earlier, I thought it was a good Raya. And the Shagashai discusses this. I thought it was a good Raya from the Gemara earlier that the Rishonim that say that Machshirei Mila is Deicha Shabbos even though you could go do without them, because once the Mila is Deicha, everything else, even though it's a separate Chil Shabbos, Taisus, when you have a Heter of Shabbos, a second Chil Shabbos doesn't bother you. Taisus Eina Chinami in the beginning of the parak has it said that no, if you could get away without Chil Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do Chil Shabbos to Machshirim. So there, lechayra, you see, you can't do a second chol Shabbos, but that's not a first right to this case, as they were talking about machshirim. But the rishonim that say that once the mila was dachoy, then you're allowed to do more chol Shabbos. It's a mila arichta, or the chedushim mechasan around that says al tzucha, lechayra, that would apply even with the done that we hold machshirim or aser to the mila gufa. Now the shagas aryeh, he passes like the mechaber that it's aser, but he says loy mitameh. The Beis Yosef is answering clearly because the first one did a Maisa Chabura without finishing the mitzvah, so even though it was finished. But his Chabura was without a mitzvah, that made an Is, that blames an Isser. Whether it's the Raisa, it's just no Karis because the Maisa ended up being finished, or is it the Rabbanan. But that's his problem. Not that you're being Maisa Chil Shabbos. It's because you were Mechal Shabbos Shalei B'Makam Mitzvah. Rav Kana had it said that you Chayiv Karis. So we say, no, someone else could have finished it, and then you won't be Chayiv Kares. But Eilech and Ami, you're not Chayiv Kares. But Al Kapanim, what you did was without the Gemara, that alone makes the Issa. Shagashai says, no, the Issa is different. The Issa is because it's a Sofer Schil Shabbos. What's the difference if he does it or someone else does it? So the Shagashai says, just like we find by Piresh, we say that if it's Loi Piresh, so it can be chayz in the tzitzim shem akvim, because it's considered one big maisa. But if it's piresh, so it's considered a second maisa, it's considered a schola chadasha. So here also, if a second person does it, that's a second maisa. There's someone else doing it. That's like piresh. So it's a taina on the first one. If you don't finish it, if you finish it, so kum daisy did one chil shabbos. If you don't finish it, someone else finishes it, so kum daisy, that person's doing a second chil shabbos. So you have a second Chil Shabbos, and you only could have done it with one Chil Shabbos, that's the Isser. The Matirim is Stama hold. That once it's Mutter, so Mali one Chil Shabbos, Mali two Chil Shabbos. Everything's Mutter, you don't have to do it, but even that's only one Chil Shabbos. Since it's all with Tzarech Mila, so you can do it even in a way that you're being nice of Chil Shabbos. But this is what the Shagas is saying, no, you have to do it with the minimum of Chil Shabbos. One person is one big Meister Chil, like you see that could be Chayz on the Tzitzin Shem Akvin. Two people is more of a Chil. So like I said, the Levush sounds like he's maskim to this Svar. Because the Levush holds that in our Gemara, Enechinam is Taka Aser. Because you could have cut it in one shot, and you cut it in two shots, you'd be Meister Chil. He just holds that a Mila and Priya is anyway two Chilulim. So Mali one person, Mali a second person. And that the Shagashai is saying, no, anytime you lay Piresh, it is considered to be one Chil, and that's why a second person will be called a Sofer Chil. Now the Amshul Shleim in Arul says a very interesting thing. He says, Mamish Vakert from the Levush. The Levush says that cutting half and then cutting a second half, that's Taka Asami Deraisa, because you're adding Chil. But Mila and Priya, you're not adding Chil. Because you're anyway doing it in two maisim, so what's the difference one person or two people? But the Amshul Shleimu is going with the Beis Yosef's time. That the first person did an issa because he did a a chabura without finishing it, it's called he didn't do a milah. So he says, when a person does a milah, but leaves over tzitzin hamakvinis hamilah, that's called tzitzin hamakvinis hamilah. There was a milah done, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't complete. There's a tnai de ma'akiv. As long as someone then cuts off the tzitzin hamakvin, so you did a milah. You didn't finish it. Okay. But what you did was a ma'isa milah. There was tzitzin hamakvin, so someone else finished it. So now you have a milah which is kasher. It's a milah, had a psul, and then someone took off the psul. So now it's good. Mashenke mol v'lei paris kil le mol. You did nothing. So if one does the milah, one does the priya, the first one did nothing. He did nothing. Says the Mechal Shabbos, Zok the Yom Shleimei, and he taka gets kares. He did nothing. He's Mechal Shabbos Shleimei b'maka mitzvah. But you see, from all the other achrayim, including the Beis Yosef, who holds its aser, and the ones that hold its mutter, that they're not mechalik between milah and priya, and milah and tzitzin ma'akvin. The Rebbe Yehuda talks about it, Arachayim Tinyanis, Simcha Beis, Kipshut that the Yom Shleimei is a shtickle pella. Avad l'chitach is a chelik in a milah. Even though mov le'par kill le'mov, but the pshat is you need 2 pots. And what does he mean anyway? Even if the pshat is you did nothing, so how could you do a chitach and then you do the priya? The chitach, you chayiv karis, you're doing the chitach. And if you do the priya, why is it better? The Teretz says, en echinam, if you just did the chitach, you did nothing. But if you do the chitach and the priya, so come to the chitach also was part of the milah. No, so who would it if you do the chitach and someone else does the priya? My nefkamina. That's a the amshe shleimei, and all the other achrayim argue. They all neman. It's mamish the same thing. Akadei kachas v'ker. The levush holds the other way, not because of alumnus, but the levush holds that the chitach and the priya anyway is 2 chilulim. So what's the difference, 1 person or 2 person? Hashem can half the meal. The pshat is you're doing 2 chilulim, but that's outs with the pshat came like the shagas arius pshat. That the issue is because it's 2 chilulim instead of 1. The Marshal is going like with the Beis Yosef's pshat. The issue is because you did part and you weren't geimer. But if there's such an issue of doing part and you weren't geimer, it's very shver to mechalik between a chitach that you didn't cut the whole thing and a milah without a priya. A milah without a priya is also pishus. You're going to say it's also because it's not a milah. So what's the difference if you finish the priya? And this is where the Amshel's like.